let us again get into the swing of the sugya. Let us again just see the Gemara from Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish kemachlekes beubrim kach machlekes beivorim. Just like by ubrim, the machlekes chamer and the chachamim, and Rameir holds that the shechita does not help for the eiver. So kach machlekes eiver of the uber, kach machlekes beivorim. And he says we hear in Tosfos that Rameir holds by ubrim shechita is a nipur. That we consider that the eiver of the uber was nifel before the shechita, so the shechita can't be metaya the eiver of the uber. Kach machlokes beivorim. So Rameir also holds that if there was an eiver medudo, I will say shechita oise nipel, and we consider that the shechita will not be metaya the eiver. And the eiver will be an eiver min achar. But Rabbi Yochanan and the Chachamim hold that just by ubrim they hold shechita einei oisin nipul. The shechita helps and is metaya the eiver of the uber. So an eiver medudo, the shechita will also be metaya an eiver medudo from a behem, and it won't be eiver min achar. Rabbi Yochanan omar. Machlokes be'eva do'ubo. The whole machlokes between Rameya and the Chachomim is be'eva do'ubo. There was a machlokes. Avo be'eva de behemah divrei hakol shechita oise nipul. And everyone holds the Chachomim are also made that the shechita will not be metaya be'eva hamedudo. Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, my time of the Rabbi Yochanan, Alibe de Rabbonon. What is the time of Rabbi Yochanan, Alibe de Rabbonon? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that? Atulu by Eva the Uba the whole Shchita Einay Oisa Nipol and the Shchita is Metayer the Eva. And why by the Eiver HaMedudo the Moide that Shechita is a nipple? So the Gemara answers, Hai Islei Takanta Bechazore, the whole Islei Takanta Bechazore. That the Eiver of an Uber is still considered Mechuber to the Ein V'Horaye, that if it's Chazor Yodoy Teichaim, so the Shechita Bimata Yafilu Bachile. So since Islay Takanta Bechazoret is considered part of the aim, so Shechita in the Ois and Nippel, and Lamaise it is, and it is Metaya Zaiva, because it is a chelik still of the aim and of the Uber. If he shechts it, then the Uber is outside, so there's an Isar Achila, but it's still a chelik of the aim, it's still Nimtza B'mchitzus Aim, that the shechita could be metayered from Tumas Eiver min Achai. Masha'inkin and Eiver HaMedudo, which will never grow back, so it's not at all a chelik of the Yaim. So then I hold shechita oise nipul, and the shechita does not at all help for the Eiver HaMedudo. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akashe and Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in the Baraisa, Omalem Rab Meir, Loi Intira Shchita Streifa Oisa Ves Eva Medudu Bo. Aisis Rab Meir had said that I can agree, that Shchita could be Metaya a Treifa. Oisa, that means it can be Metaya a Treifa. Ves Eva Medudu Bo. And it could also be Metaya an Eiver HaMedudo, Dovo Shagufo, because the Shechita is being done in the Behemah alone, so the Shechita could be Metayer de treife, en ik heb ook mijn metaal met zei van de doelbubo. Aber de teuer, es er uber, dober, scheine gufe. Zoals je bij metaal, uber, dober, scheine gufe, is not gufe. So that was Rameo's time to the Chachamim. So the Gemara says as follows. So Bish Loimel Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Shimon ben Lokish said, Ke machloikis beubrim kach, machloikis beiborim. It's also shver over here. Here Rameo says that the Shchite is Metair and Eber and the Dudu. So according to Rish Lokish, L'divrayim kom alohu. Rameo is speaking to the Chachamim. He's saying, no, I hold that Eivorim Adum Yidurbrim, but you differentiate. You say that Eshchita is Matayr and Eivor. So look, that I can understand, be Masik, Abor Anubor, because that's Eshchita in the Gufa Behemet. But how could a Eshchita Sa'im be Matayr and Eivor of Anubor? I personally hold that the Shechita can't be Matayr both. They're similar. And I hold Shechita Ois and Nipo, and we consider Keilu, the Eva was Nifl before the Shechita, and the Shechita can't be Matayr. So that's not Kefelech, the Loshen of Rameya, that Rameya is nochis, that Shchita can help on an even medudu. It means according to the Chachamim. Elo Rabbi Yochanan kashe, but according to Rabbi Yochanan Ishver, Rabbi Yochanan says that everyone agrees that Shchita will not help for an even medudu. The Chachamim amayde to Rameya. And here we see clearly that Rameya mentions that Shchita could help for an even medudu. So the Gemara is chayzer from this pshat, Ale itma hochi itma. Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, ki machloikis beubrim, kach machloikis beiborim. In Rish Lokish, we hold the same like Rish Lokish said before, ki machloikis beubrim, kach machloikis beiborim. That means Rameya holds that Shchita is not Matayr the Eivor of an Uber, and it's not Matayr the Eivor and Eivor Hamadudul also. And he holds Shchita Isinipo. And the Chachamim holds Shchita and Isinipo. We don't consider Kilo that Eivor fell off before the Shchita, nor the Shchita is Matayrit. So, Kimachlekis be Eivor, and Abashokish, Omar Abashimilokish, Kimachlekis Bubrin, Kachmachlekis be Eivor. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Machlokes, the Eva Dober. That what Rabbi Meir says, that Shchita Oisen Nipo, and the Shchita is not Matayr, that's not the Eva Dober. Avo be Eva de Beheime, Dibre Hakel, everyone agrees, ain't Shchita Oisen Nipo. Everyone agrees, ain't Shchita Oisen Nipo. Yeah. So Yechon was chayza and fakert. Rameir is also meida. Rameir is also meida to the chachamim that a shchita begufo will be metayr the evil hamedudu. Ama Rabbi Yosi be Rab Chanina my timer the Rabbi Yechon and alibe the Rameir. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold, according to Rameya, that the Shchita will be Matayr and Eivor HaMedudu, even though we see it's not Matayr and Eivor of an Uber? So, Hai Gufa, Bahai Lav Gufa. That's what we're up to here. And now we'll go further. So we have here now the second member of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rab Meir is also made that Shchita Einay Oisei Nipo by an Eivor HaMedudu. So everyone agrees with this. Omar Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omar Rab Yochanan. Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, Minzai V'Chachomim, Minzai Rab Meir agree, Shemise Oisei Nipo, that if the Behemah dies, And there's an Eivar HaMibulbul, so we consider the Eivar fell off before the Misa, and the Eivar is not Tomei Tumas Nebele, the Eivar is Tomei Tumas Eivar Minachai, which we'll see in Rashi the Nachkeminis. Hakel Moidim, so that means the Chachomim and Rameya agree, Shemisa Oysa Nippel, the Ein Shchita Oysa Nippel, and everyone agrees the Ein Shchita Oysa Nippel, that if the behemoth was geshechten, so the Eiver HaMedudu will be tore al Yedei HaShchite, and I don't consider Ki'ilu the Eiver fell off before the Shchite. So we have here that there is that there is no Machlokes, Sai the Chachomim, Sai the Meir hold that Misa is in the pool, and the Eiver is Eiver Minachai, the Ein Shchita is a Nippon, the Eiver is Tor. So the Gemara first wants to clarify what is Pshat in this memory. Bamai Askinam. That what Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that Ein Shchita is a Nippon, everyone agrees, by what Shchita are you speaking about? If you're speaking about Be'eva de Uber, and Ramey also holds that it's Toya, and Mithlik Plig, it is a Machlokes, we hear in the Mishnah. Ramey holds that it's a Maganavela, the Uber is a Maganavela, so he holds the Shchita is not Metaya, the Uber of the Eva of Shayota. Hello, Be'eva, Ela Be'eva the Behemoth. No, that what Rabbi Yochanan said, that everyone agrees that Shchita Einoi Oysa Nippel is speaking about Eva the Behema, that means an Eva HaMedudu, that the Shchita will be Metaya the Eva, and it's not an Eva Minachai, it's Tor, an Eva the Behema. Let us see Rashi, Hakel Meir, Rav Meir v'Rabbonon, Shemisa Oysa Nippel, everyone agrees, Shemisa Oysa Nippel, Eivel HaMedudu Behema, you're an Eivel HaMedudu by a Behema, Umeisa, and then the Behema died, HaMisa Mapeles Oysa, so we consider Al Yedei HaMisa, that the Eva fell off the behemoth before the Misa. The Einoi Tomei ke Eva min anevela, so it's not Tomei like an Eva min anevela. Elo ke Eva min achai. Misa Eisa Lippel, so we consider that the Eva was nofal mimeno before it became anevela, so this Eva is an Eva min achai. The Hefrish Yesh Beinayim, I am Eva Menachai, is also Metamek in Avela. So Rashi says, Hefrish Yesh Beinayim, the Minabur Barotor, Eva Menachai, if you have an Eva Menachai, which is an Av HaTome, Boser HaPeirish Mimenu, Tor, is Tor, and that means the Eva, in its Bishlei Musa, Boser, Gidim Batzameis, is an Av HaTome. If you take Bosa HaPerish Mimeno Tor, the Einei Metamei Elik Shehu Eiver Sholem, Bosa Gidim Vatzomets. So, if you say Misa Oysa Nippel, so we consider this Eiver fell off the Nevela before it became a Nevela, before it died, so this is an Eiver Minachai. So Bishlei Musa, it's an Avatome. You cut off the Bosa. It is Torah. It's not. It's a Bosa Minachai is not Metame. Eivor nevela, if you have an eivor from a nevela, kizayis mimemo, tome avatume. So memele, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, hakol moidim shemisa oisa nipo, that the eivor is an eivor minachai, and therefore the bosa is not istoic, is not metame. It's not an eivor minachai, and it's not besar nevela. The Gemara had asked, now what David Rabbi Yochanan says, Shchita Eina Yoisa Nipo, what is it speaking about? It is speaking about Eva Do'ubo Mithot Kuvi, Rameyev and Abonim B'Shchita. So it's speaking about an Eva Hamedodo. So that's the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on this memra of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Rabbi Yochanan said there's a mutual agreement between Rabbi Yochanan, there's a mutual agreement between Rameir and the Chachamim by an Eber HaMedudu that Misa Oysa Nippol and the Eber is an Eber Minachai and Shchita Enya Oysa Nippol and the Eber is Tor Lagamri by an Eber HaMedudu. What is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Misa Tonina. Shchita Tonina. I mean, these are often halachas that Misa Oysa Nippol and Shchita Eina Oysa Nippol. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate. Misa Tonina. Now, we learned as follows. Misa HaBehema. If the behemoth died, habosa, there was an eiver hamedudu. And there was bosa hamedudu. We're speaking about a behemoth died, there was bosa hamedudu, and there was an eiver hamedudu. So it says as follows, habosa tzorich hechsher, the bosa needs hechsher. That means if you want to be, it should be mekabel to me. So this is not too big of a chiddush, whatever we hold, but the abosa tzorich hechsher, but we're saying that abosa tzorich hechsher, let's say if we say misa oisa nipul, so we consider the bosa la medudu fell off, the bosa la medudu fell off before the behemoth died, so it's not an availer. So it's both, so for Kabbalah's Tumah, a bosa tzorich hechsher. Fine. The Eiver metamei mishum Eiver minachai, and the Eiver is metamei mishum Eiver minachai, ve'ene metamei mishum Eiver minachai. So we divrei Rameya. So we see clearly that Rameya holds. We see clearly that Rameya holds that Misa Oysa Nippol. Let us see Rashi. Misa Tanina the Oysa Nippol. Shita Tanina the Oysa Nippol. We learned as follows. Misa HaBehema Shohoyu Bo Eiver Ubosa Mibudola. There was a behemoth that when it was alive, it had an Eiver Medudu, which means it will not heal. The Bosa Medudu, Eiver Bifnei Atzma, the Bosa Bifnei Atzma, Mishnah Hi Ba'ir Vaharet. Ha Bosa Tzorich Hechsher Mayim, Shem Yiga Betume, let's see the Shittim Bekebetzah, Sayyis Gimel, Shem Yiga Betume, Yikablena, it'll be Mekabo Tume. The Misa Oise Nippol, the Misa makes that it is not the sound of it, will be considered to evil the Bosal fell off before the behemoth died. Vahavalei Bosal Minachai, Shehu Toyomilatame. So now, there's no Tumah on it, so for Kabbalah's Tumah, you'll need Hechsher. Haseif Dibo. That's the end of this Dibur HaMaschel. U Maschel HaDibur, Metamei mishum eva min achai. This is going on the eva. The eva is metamei mishum eva min achai. That shabosa hapoles mimenu toil. But if you'll be Polish boso from this eva, the boso will be toil. Hasei dibo. Umaschel adibo ve'ene metamei mishum nevela. But this Eivor is not metame mishum nevela. She boser apelish memenu, no go back to Rashi. Tome mishum v'misa oisa nipul. And here Rashi translates what nipul means. Kemoi shenigmero nefiloso. Kemi shenigmero nefiloso koidum shemesa. We consider ki'ilu this Eivor fell off before the behemoth died. So, Dimre Rameya. This is what Rameya holds. So we hear for an ultimate Beraisa that Rameya holds that Misa Oisa Nipple, the Bosser is not Pesal Nevela, the Eivor is not an Eivor Mina Nevela, it's Eivor Mina Chai. So we see clear Rameya holds Misa Oisa Nipple. The letter de polygalay b'misa oisa nipple. There's no machlokes in this. Elo Rab Shimon metayef tani osa mitmino la pluk tachiti. Avo Rabbonon, vadi lay pligi alay. The Rabbonon are not chaylet. Avo gav the pligi alay b'shchite, even though by shchite the chaylet, by the shchite, by the eva min ha'uber, the omri ein oisa nipo gabi eva dobe, but by the behemoth they are made that misa oisa nipo by the rameya nami shchita ein oisa nipo bepelme svir leke rabona, because we'll soon see that by the behemoth, by an eva hamedudu, rameya holds he holds shchita eini oisei nipo. Va'ava pikem Rameya says misa oisei nipo. So Mamele, so there's no svara to say. So even the behema gufa, they all agree shchita eini oisei nipo. So, and the behema one they agree. Va'ava pikem Rameya says misa oisei nipo. So, can the mefarsh mazum, because in the machin, the misa maidi. So the Emerson, I think that the Tanina, what we asked by Misa Tanina, I think Rabbi Yochanan was just Moses that the Chachamim Amoide with this Chesben that Rashi says Mehechi Teisi the Chachamim should be Chaylik and Rameya. If Rameya holds Shchita Oisin, any Oisin Nipple. So they agree by Shchita, but for Pekin, he holds Misa Isa Nippo, so the Chacham will be made the Misa Isa Nippo. Now, so the Gemara asks further, so Shchita Nami Tanina. We learned also another member of Rameya that Shchita Einay Isa Nippo, that means that when you shecht the behemoth, I don't consider to either the Eva fell off before the Shchita, and it's an Eva min Achai, and I say the Eva is toil. So we learned enough in the Beraisa. Shchita nami tanina, nishchata, if you shechta the behema, nishchata behema, hukshiru bidomeho, so the Eva became Kuchshel with the Dmei HaShchita. That means that, so he's saying a mouthful over here. He's saying, number one, the Shchita helps on the Boso, that the Shchita helps on the Boso, and the, so Memele, so the, it's Geschachtene Boso, number one. And number two, the Dam Shchita, the Dam Shchita is Marshal the Boser Hamedudu, so in the Kabbal Tumor, without a new Hechsher, because the dam shchita is makshel the basar hamedudu. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir holds. Rav Shimon Omer lei hukshel. Now, so here we see that Rav Meir says that the Gemara understood that we're speaking about Saibu, we're speaking about two things. We're speaking about Bosa Hamadudu and Oda Hamadudu. And Rav Meir says that both of them, that's what the Gemara understood, that both of them become, do not need Shchita, the Mekab, they don't need Hechsher, the Mekabel Tume, so the Dmei HaShchita. Now, if Rav Meir is saying that the Eiver is Mekabel Tume, so we see he holds Shchita, Einai oisi nipple, because of shchita oisi nipple, so the egg will be an egg of minachai, it's not mekabel tumme, it's an egg of minachai, that's metamel of an availer. So we see here that Rav Meir holds that shchita einai oisi nipple. So why do you need the memra of Rabbi Yochanan? Zachti Gemara, imeyahi hava amina, I would say, my hukshiru abosal. If without Rabbi Yochanan saying that Rabbi Meir holds shchita ein oisei nipple, I would say that Meir holds shchita oisei nipple. And the eiver does not need hechsher. The eiver is an eiver minachai. That what Rabbi Meir said, that hukshiru Bidomeo is speaking about the Bosar HaMedudu. Now, the Bosar HaMedudu, I feel you hold Shchita Oise Nipple. So the Bosar HaMedudu is not an Avatume. The Bosar HaMedudu could be Mekabel Tume. So without Rabbi Yochanan telling us Pshat and Rav Meir, I would say Rav Meir holds that shchita oisa nipple, and the eiver minacha and the eiver hamedudu is an eiver minachai and it doesn't need hechsher. That what Rav Meir said that nishchito behema hukshiru that it needs hechsher is speaking about the bosa hamedudu. So the Gemara, let's see again the Gemara. Ima hi hava mine, mai hukshiru aboso. But the Eiver is not an Eiver minachai because shchita oise nipu. Frag the Gemara, v'ho hukshiru ktoni. How could you say that without Rabbi Yochanan, I would think that hukshiru is only going on the boso, and the Eiver is an Eiver minachai because shchita is a nipple, he said a loshen rabim. He started talking about an Eiver and a bosa. A bosa medudu, an Eiver medudu. First he spoke about mise, then he spoke about shchita, and he says, hukshiru, both of them become mukshir through the dmei shchita. So you see the Eiver also needs hechsher, it's hukshir through the dmei shchita. So Kochoch, he's saying that the Eiver is not an Eiver Minachai. He's saying, Shchita Einei Oisei Nipu, and that's why he has to tell us that the Eiver is Mekabel Tume through the Dmei HaShchita. Because it says a Loshon Rabbah. So the Gemara says, Mal Deteima, no, without Rabbi Yochanan, I could learn a different pshat in Rav Meir. I could say that Rav Meir holds shchita oise nipple, and the eiver is an eiver minachai, and the eiver zicha doesn't need hechsher. He says that hukshiru after the shchita hukshiru. What's the lashon Rabbi? Maldetayme chad lebosa ha'peiresh min ha'beime. He's going on two types of bosa. One bosa ha'medudu ha'peiresh min ha'beime, v'chad lebosa ha'peiresh min ha'eiver. And he's telling us the bosa ha'peiresh min ha'eiver, because even though the eiver is an eiver min achad, but the boser ha-perish min eiver is not an eiver min achad, and that could be mekabel tume. So he's coming to tell us that the boser ha-perish min eiver is hukshel through the dmei ha-shchite. But the eiver itself could be, he holds shchita ois and nipple, and the eiver is an eiver min achad. Let us see Rashi before we go further. Hukshehu b'damero. Here it says that it's hukshe b'dmei ashrite lekabo tumas oichlin. And the Gemara of Avni learned hukshehu go sign the Eivor and sign the Bosa Hamagundu. Al mesvira leit. So we see clearly that Rameya holds ein behem tumas atzmon ke'eivor min achai. That we see that Rameya holds the Eivor, it has to be, needs actually to be Kabul Tum, it's not an Eivor Min Achai. The Shechita Yilehem, Afilim Rameya, the Polig, the Eivor, the Uber, but an Eivor Hamedudu, he holds that it's Hukshur. Now, Rav Shimon says, Loi Hukshuru, from the Domin, from the Dmei Ashchite, Utsrichen Hechsher Achel the Kabul Tum, and what is the svara of Rab Shimon? The kesavar ein behemah nasis yad la'eiver lahavi hechsher olel. That means the dmei ashrite is machshir the behemah. The behemah was geshot. So the dmei ashrite is machshir the behemah. We have here an eiver hamedudu, which is hanging on. Here the navel and the dildo, which is hanging on to the behemoth. So this is not the behemoth. This is not the behemoth. So the Rameya held that the hersher of the behemoth helps for the yad because for the eva, because the behemoth becomes a yad for the eva to be masher. It is a concept just like this: a yad that is maybe as a tumah. This a yad that's maybe as a hersher. So the behemah is considered a yad to the eiver. So the Mela Rameya held that the eiver became mushal lekabel tumi, through that the behemah became mushal lekabel tumi. Rav Shimon doesn't hold that. To say that the behemah is a yad for the eiver, that we don't say. Al koponim, we see here clearly from Rameya, that Rameya holds and needs Hersha. And the Gemara of the Hamine held that Hersha goes, sigh on the Bosa Hamedudu and sigh on the Eva Hamedudu. So we see the Eva Hamedudu is not an Eva Minachai. So we see Shrita Einei Eise Nippo. So the Gemara says, no, without Rabbi Yochanan, you could learn a different shot. Imahi Ava Mine. I would think, like Resh Lakish, ki heiche de polig rameye be'eve de ube polig nami be'eve de beheime. De schita ois en nippel. Rameye hold schita ois en nippel and the eva hamedudus an eva me mechai. U metame ki eva min achai. It's metame like an eva min achai. U mai hursheru de mashme de ein ben tumas atzmon. It seems that doesn't have an atzmisi ketume ni tershe lekabotum. A bosa kama. It's going on the bosa. Ni nami svira lon shchita oise nipol. I feel you say the shchita does not on the bosa. Havale bosa apeirish minachai. Vitoir, it doesn't have any tuma on it. Ilkerit zarech. It's saying that boser hamedudu became mursha through the dmei ashrite. Okay, it's riche the Rav Yitzchak by Yosef. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, without Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, I would assume Shater Ameri is only going on the boser hamedudu. V'ha'ukshiru loshin rabim koma. So you see clearly he's going on the Eva. So you see clearly that Rameya holds that Shchita Einei Eise Nippel and the Shchita is matter the Eva. So the Gemara says, no, without Rabbi Yochanan, I would say different Shat. I would say Chad, the Hukshu is going on two types of Basar. Chad le Basar ha-Peirish min ha-Beim, sh'hoya midudu ba-Kaidem Shchite, כדקטורני ולאים תאיר אבל בוסר המדולדולים בבימה וחד לבוסר שיפרש מן העבר the second also is going you will perish the bosser from the עבר לאחר שחיתה that means you shechted the בהימה the עבר is an עבר מן החי and you will now cut off the bosser from the עבר and it's coming to tell us now this basar does not have a tumah v'eiva min achai so this basar is toher so now it's coming to tell us that this basar was mukhshar lekabel tumah al yedei t'dmei ha-shchita that's without Rabbi Yochanan so now let's get back to the Gemara frek the Gemara umay ume d'hai mehai now if you're only speaking about Bosa min Achai, so why this is also the Bosa Medudu is Bosa min Achai? The Bosa from the Eber is Bosa min Achai. So why does he have to say two Chidushim that the Dmei Ashrite is Marshal, the Bosa Medudu, the Dmei Ashrite is Marshal, the Bosa from the Eber min Achai? I mean, it's poshut. I mean, what's the difference? My umay dahai mehai. That the Gemara salke daita chamina. I could think, hoyu umetamei tume chamure agav ovit. Since this boso min achai, before you were cut off the boso from the eiver, so this boso min achai, is a chelok of an eva min achai, and it's an ava tume. So it had a history of a tume chamure. We'll see Rashi bin Zanad Rash, that something that's omit eva tume chamure does not need hechsher maya. Ein oleili boy hechsher, kamash melon, so this is the chiddush. This is the, that means if I say, this is the Chiddush of Rameya, that it does need Heksha, and the Heksha helps. Let us see Rashi. Chad lebosar ha-peirish min ha-behime, sh'yemedudu bo-koydem shchite, Tiktoni Haiva Vaboso Hamadudolan Bedhaima, that Boso Nikobi Shita Oisenipo, and it doesn't help on the Nevela, on the Eva. And that what it says, that it needs, it's a male, the Eva is an Eva Minachai. That what it says, that the Dmei Ashchite is Machshir, Hushiru, one is going on Bosa HaMedudu, V'chad LeBosa SheYifreish MiMeiva LaHashchite. And the other is going on the Bosa that was Nifresh from the Eiva LaHashchite. That means, that we're saying Shchite could be, without Rabbi Yochanan, I would say Shchite is a nipple, and the Eiva is an Eiva Minachai, and then he cut off from this Eva the Boso. So that's what he's telling us, this Boso needs Echshel Lekabel to Malach HaShchite. Umay ume the Boso HaPeirish min ha-Eva mi ha-Peirish min ha-Bei meditzach le-Misnai. So what is the difference? He told me that the Mei Shchite is Machshel the Eva. The Mei Shchita is Machshel the Bosar HaMedudu, and the Mei Shchita is Machshel the Bosar HaPeirish min Eva. Sal kedai tachamina hoyo ve'im ha'eiver metamei odom kenevela. Since together with the eiver, before you cut off the basar, so the basar was one unit together with the eiver metamei odom kenevela. It's an avatume. Amen. So even though after you cut off the basar and there is no more tumas eva min achai because it's not an eva anymore, Amen. I would think mighty boy hechsher la'acher prishose. I would think this basar is unique
And you don't have to be machshed with kabel tume. The kabel tume is oichlum b'nei hechshe. It's a kabel tume is oichlum without hechshe. Why? We'll see soon. Kamash melon, but no, it needs hechshe. And hechshe b'damel, the boy hechshe. V'naz kemino. So let's think a minute. I would think it doesn't need hechshe. Kamash melon, it doesn't need hechshe, but it's hechshe. So, ich mein so. But what's the lemain haplin if it doesn't need hechshe? If it was mechshe, but lemain it's mechshe. So Rashi says, v'naf kemim olaheichet dinechtach kol ha'eva koidem shchite. What happens if you cut an eva before shchite? So now there's no dmei shchite that could be mechshe. Lehushu b'damer. So that means I would have thought that since when it was an Eva Minachai, it's Metame Tumachamuris, I would think now the Bosa doesn't need Hechsher. He said, that's what's coming to tell us, the boy Hechsher. Now, what is the Chiddush? Now, Rashi gives us some light to understand the Chiddush. Vashmeina. The Avogad, the Kaimelon, the Meseches Nide. We have a whole parsha in the Torah that speaks about Yipo Mayim Arzera, Hechsher Arzroim. Ma Zroim Shein Soifon Letamei Tume Chamure. That means all Eichlim need Hechsher. All Eichlim need Hechsher. You have all Eichlim need Hechsher. So why did the Torah specify Zroim? Why did the Torah specify Zroim? Vashmi'ino. So the monarchs of Rash, Ma Zroim Shein Soifum Letamei Tumah Chamura. Zroim are an entity, are a machel that will never become an Avetumah. The Tzrich and Hechsher. So everything that does not have a potential of being metame atume chamule needs hechsher. Prat lenivlas oif toil. You had a oif toil that died. Is an avela. Now an oif toil that died is not metame. It's only metame bebei sablia. You touch it, you're not tame. So this nivlas oif, it's metame chidish, it's metame when you swallow it, it's metame bebei sablia. So now, what will be if a sheretz will touch this nivlas oif toil? And it wasn't mukshir. No mayim fell on it. Will it be mekabel tume? Yes or no? So the loch is it will be mekabel tume because we learn out what needs hechsher mayim only zroim which never have a potential to become an avatume. A nivlas oiv toyer has a potential to become an avatume. If someone will swallow it, it's not dumye zroim. So that doesn't need hechsher mayim. That is Allah. That's enough in Allah. This doesn't need Heksha. And that's why the Torah was specific when it spoke about the Din of Heksha. It mentions Zroim, with Zroim and this uniqueness that was ain't safe in the time of Tumah Chamura. Vashmeina, Davogav de Kaimulam, Mimeseches Nide. Mazroim, Shein Seif, in the time of Tumah Chamura. Atzrichen Heksha. Av kol shein soifei letamei tumei chamura, prat romiv leis oivtoi she soifei letamei tumei chamura im ochlom. So since it has a potential to be an avatume, so it's not dumye desroim, so this nivla soivtoi will be mekabotuma v'mesheretz, for without hechshemayim, that's the din. The vicar ain't free actually tamit to masoichlem. So the chiddush is davke soifoi. If it has a potential of being metame to mechamule, avot chilosoi. But if you had an eva minachai, which when it was an eva minachai, it was metame to mechamule. Ki hai. And now you cut off the bosa from the eva. So now the bosa, it had a history of being metame tumah chamura, but now it can't be metame tumah chamura. A bosa that's coming from an eva minachai is not metame at all. Avot chilosi ki haidet chilosi tumah chamura, vein soifu letame tumah chamura, mishepirish. So he need hechsher. So that is the chiddush. That's, I could say, that is the chiddush of Rav Meir. Hechsher means that you need hechsher, and they became mukshir to the Dmei Ashchita. Is, that's what I could say. So Rav Yechon said, no, the Meir holds ein shchita ois in nipple, and the shchita is matter, the aver and the basar, and it's not, there's no tumanet whatsoever. That's what Rabbi Yechina was machadish. Yeah. Dr. Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yosef nekoite Rav Yitzchak ba Yosef biyodcho. That's what Rav Yitzchak by Yosef said. The Shechita is Metayered. That was the second member. That's what Rav Yosef by Yitzchak said. That's the emissary Pshat and Rav Yechonim. The Rabbi Baba Chonu Koi Kedosi. Rabbi Baba Chonu also holds like that. The Sanya. We learned that by Raisa. Uboso Basoda Treife Loisei Chelo. Lohovi. This Pasuk is coming to teach us. Ha'ever Vahaboso Hamedudolim Bebehema Ubechaya Ubeoif Vishochton Shehein Asu. Now we hear a baraisa that says that a posik is coming to tell us that we have an Abraham medudu, and you shechted the animal. It's also partly sachinu. It's also bachinu. The Omar Rabbi Bar Bachana Omar Rabbi Yochanan ain behem elo mitzvahs poish. So Rabbi Bar Bachana Omar Rabbi Yochanan says it's an asmach that you're allowed to eat it. Midarabonan you're not allowed to eat it. So memele. So now, Rabbi Bar Bachana Omar Rabbi Yochanan said that before we were mefalpel, if the shchita is metayer the eiver, Rabbi Yochanan said it's metayer shchita in the ois and nipple, it's metayer. It doesn't have tumas eiver min achai. So the Lord says, it's zichrazai. Rabbi Bar Yochanan says you're allowed to eat it. That what the baraisa said you're not allowed to eat it. That's a smach the baalme. But min atayri you're allowed to eat it. So if you're allowed to eat it, it's zichrazai doesn't have tumas neveimah. So this memra that Rabbi Yochanan had said, the second memra of Rabbi Yochanan, that shchita ein eis and nipple, afilu according to Rav Meir, it's, you see, Rabbi Baba Chama said this, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Nekait Rav Yitzchak b'yotcho, the Omar Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Hakel moedim Rameh, is also moedim shem shchita eis and nipple.
Before there was the one mahalos that said Rabbi Yechon holds shchita ois in nipo. Don't, that's zicha not true. The fakert anyone knows that shchita ain ois in nipo. The Rabbi Bar Bachana koi kevosi mishmei de Rabbi Yechon. And he says, ein bohen isa lav shalai v'min achai. And the mitzvahs praish ba'alme nidarabonon ukro asmach de ba'alme. Alme ein shchita eise nipple. So we see clear ein shchita eise nipple, it's matter of afilu ba'achino midarabonon, it's also. Just some light thinking for a minute. The shach brings down a machlokes, a poskim. So we hear now a loch like this. A person shechted a behemme, there's an Abraham bedurdu. You shecht it. So mina teure, it's kosher. You lot eat it. It's not even mina chai. Mida rabbonon, the rabbonon said it's even mina chai. It's even mina chai. The bonon has macht it. So now there's a shayla, is a yid allowed to give this to a goy? Even mina chai is also to a goy. It's not Metzuvim the Rabbonon, so it's not an Eivim Minachat, it's a kosher, it's a it's geschaffen und dann eben mit heiter Rabbonen und Geuse, ich meine, Rabbonen soll ich so so, was said an the Jeden, not on the Goyen, we don't have to listen to the Rabbonen. So, the Goy is sicher, okay, we'll see in a minute. So there's a Shaila, but is a Yid over if not either? By me, it's an Eivim Minachai. Rabbanan said it's an Eivim Minachai. It's an Apostolic. So, is a machlekes rishayne. The smacks of the, is an isal evil, if not evil, is it a mikshel, and others say that it's, you're not allowed to give it a goy, and others say you're allowed to give it a goy. So I thought, perhaps the machlekes, I don't know if this is true, but perhaps you can say this, that all the time, by all the suri the rabbonon, you saw this an isal gavre. That means, the bishalakum. Bishalakum is not, not also, it's kosher. A guy cooked it. A guy cooked glatt kosher meat. So the Rabbona said, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not, it's kosher meat. Chazal said now to use the paddles, but the emerson, it's only dinim on the gather. It's not the etzim treifer meat, because it's taka kosher. But here it could be, we have an asmachte. And a smachta is not pshat that Chazal made a gzeir, and then he said, oh, let's see if we can find that a remez in the Torah. It works, there's a ritva neiriben, a ritva reishishon that works the other way around. And a smachta was a message to Chazal, that Chazal should, the Torah didn't want to ask it, but this is, this shows Rotzen Hashem, the Rebbein Shlomantel, that Chazal should ask it. So it could be, that's the machlokes, the smack and the other Rishonim. That since it's asmachta, this asmachta says that it's and Abraham Dudu Midarabonon, we say Shrita Oise Nipple, the Shrita does not help on the Aver, so it's an Aver Minachai, so Midarabonon it's an Aver Minachai, I have to be done, but it's a din in the Herze. So I'm not allowed to give it to a Goy, because by me it is a din Aver Minachai, I'm not allowed to give it to a Goy, and those could be homitas, it could be that's the machlokes. Fine. Yosef, Rav Yosef, came to Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, the Yosef, the Koma. He said, oh, remember, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Ochlei Lozeh, you ate, and Abraham Dudu like it. So Lachera would seem that Rav holds not like Rabbi Yochanan, that ain't behen isa rab el a mitzvah's poish. Rab holds, it's a real limit. And Eva Medudu, Shrita isa nipu. Omalayahume rabona. So Rabbi Yosef is saying this over, b'shem av yudem rab. Omalayahume rabona, lay satisu lay. Don't listen to him. Hochi omar rab yitzot bar shmur bar marte mishmei de rab. That the Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Matzah b'shmei the Rav Ochlo Lozeh Eino Leike. So they said b'shem Rav that you don't get Malkus Vaistois Shchita Eino Leise Nippel, and it's Kosher Min HaTorah. Omar Lei Rav Hume, so now Rav Hume had a dilemma. A man Nismach. Who should I have? Rav Yosef tells me, Rav Yudom Aram said that you like it, and he says, and Humay Rabbonon says, don't listen to him. The you are not like it. I remember that the Rav said, ain't like it. Omalei Rav Huna Anan Aman Nismach. Who should I rely on? It's a bit of a geschäft over here. Adrinu Rav Yosef La'apei. So Rav Yosef turned around in anger. And he said, you this a machlokes, you don't know what to listen to. Omalei my kushe, there's a problem. Ki omri ano, that what I said b'shem Rav is yoloike. Ki omri ano b'mise do isenipo. Ki omar ilu, he's talking about b'shchita daimim na isenipo. Zogt Rashi. אוכלו זהיב המדודו, אין אלוקת, במצווס פרש באומרו, אדרינו בקס, כי אמר הנודו לא הייתי משמי ומן החי במיסה, דוי סניפו. And Vashmin and Rav is coming to tell us the low mission of the Bay, Maslinim Bay, that what a Misa is a nipple, and you know it counts even Minachai. And Rashi Shita is that by Asra you have to mention, you can't say it's awesome in a Torah, you have to mention with Shlav. Vashmin and Rav, the low mission of the Bay, Maslinim Bay, Mishim even Minachai. And the male that Rav holds stuck in Misa is a nipple. And this member of Rav is speaking about Shchita, and Shchita ain't a is a nipple. It's like we're not up to the limit yet. Now I have a suffix, some called me up today. He's making a Chassima Sefer Torah. He got it from, he written a Sefer Torah from, he got it from Eretz Yisrael. So he might make it, most probably it'll be Thursday. So, then I'll go on Thursday. It might be tomorrow. So if it'll be tomorrow, I'll call up the Olam. If not, tomorrow.